Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. What's left of Debbie is about to dump some serious rain on the tri-state. Let's get details from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
And good morning, Susan. In the tropical air with Debbie has surged into the area. Temperatures now in the mid-70s with some gusty southeast winds. That's our lot for today. Very tropical feeling. Temperatures will surge into the low 80s. And with those strong winds, there could be scattered power outages over the next 12 to 18 hours with winds gusting upwards of 40, maybe even 50 miles per hour along the coast. But the rain is probably the more important aspect of things. We've had plenty of it this week. We'll probably see another inch between now and early tonight, but it will come in bursts, if you will. Scattered showers with the heaviest downpours likely reserved for this afternoon and this evening when there's even a risk of an isolated tornado. It all goes away late tonight in the wake of a front, and that means much, much nicer weather tomorrow with a return to sunshine and drier weather. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM.
Well, the City Office of Emergency Management, Police, FDNY, Parks Department, and the MTA all coordinating efforts ahead of the storm. Let's get details live with our Glenn Shuck.
And they all kind of concur about this, Susan, that the issues we could get today and tonight, you'll blame a lot of it and all the rain that we've already had this week. We spoke with Christina Farrell, the deputy OEM commissioner.
We know the ground is saturated. Water levels might be higher than they've been. So we want to, you know, things could flood a little quicker. There could be a little more residual water around. We're not expecting as much rain with this storm as we got a few days ago, but we also know how quickly things can shift.
Probably some sleepless days and nights for a lot of the MTA leadership. They've been having their crews out inspecting all of their equipment. They have 500 pump rooms across the subway system, and they have five pump trains, they tell us, that can be deployed to any station with ongoing flooding issues. Of course, we'll be monitoring all of it. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Midtown.
Three administrators at Columbia University have now resigned over text messages shared during an on-campus event about Jewish life at the school. This is Kristen Crum, the Dean of Undergraduate Student Life, Matthew Potashnik, the Associate Dean for Student and Family Support, and Susan Chang Kim, the Vice Dean and Chief Administrative Officer. They had all been placed on leave after the texts were deemed not only unprofessional, but also touching on anti-Semitic tropes. Separately, the Brooklyn Heights home of Columbia COO Cass Holloway was vandalized with both Nazi and Hamas symbols. And not only that, the perpetrators apparently also dumped live insects in the lobby. The vandalism appears to be in response to the NYPD having arrested pro-Palestinian students on campus. Mayor Adams announces a new plan to deal with a deteriorating part of the city. This is in the East Village.
Council member Keith Powers lives on the block, saw the problem escalating on 14th Street and 1st. For years.
The pain of living on a block that you don't want to walk down to, that feels unsafe, that feels dirty, that feels out of control and spiraling out of control.
Illegal vendors, open-air drug use, violence culminating in a triple stabbing that left one person dead in June. Mayor Adams announcing coordinated plans to get things under control, an NYPD presence on the street.
We find that these mobile command centers, they work, they're great deterrents, and it is an immediate response to a continuous aggravating problem.
More foot patrols, additional sanitation cleanups, and a plan to move a weekend flea market to another location. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
But a scene in Brooklyn Thursday where cops responded to a call of a domestic disturbance that ended in a fire. This was at 2204 Fulton Street just before 4 p.m., where a suspect barricaded himself inside with some kind of sharp object. Police evacuated the building and two adjacent ones, and that was a good thing because about 3 hours later, the guy set a fire. Both the suspect and one firefighter were injured. Charges are pending.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.